This week we're supposed to tell something that some mistake that somebody older than us made and what we learned from it. And one thing I remember from about 2 years ago is we were working in the shop on a customer's truck and we weren't able to get it done quite on time. We had to go do training. And the owner called my dad and wasn't very happy about it and was threatening to not pay and everything. And so my dad was feeling bad about it, kind of beating himself up about it, and was sitting and kind of going to the back of the classroom to sit instead of going, yeah, so that, because he was just beating himself up, and it, you just think everybody almost knows what happened. And so I learned that when you make a mistake, admit that you've made the mistake, but don't just go beat yourself up about it. Just decide to try harder next time.
I know of a lot of older people who, when they were younger, may have spent their lives kind of carelessly, but then when they got older and kind of saw things different, there's things they wish they could turn back, and I can learn from that and try to do my best while I'm still young.
My dad's told us boys stories of when he was young in Guatemala and he had just left home, and he said he was young and he needed his dad, and he said he'd just do things that were foolish. And certain times he said when he'd be driving around the road and there was way too many skinny, sickly dogs around there, he said if a dog would come out on the road, a lot of times he'd swerve, you know, and try to hit it, and he said it was just foolish. Just stay straight and keep going, even if it ran out in front. Yeah. And he said one time he hit one that he wishes he wouldn't have hit, and so he said don't ever do that kind of stuff, or do foolish stuff like that when you're, so.
I've had several older people tell me stories about when they were younger and they thought they really wanted to try and impress somebody, and so they would try to show off, and it's a good example of pride goes before a fall. They would mess, something would go wrong, everything would mess up, and so just it's good reason to not try to be a show off.
Some wisdom that Daddy had for me is to bear one another's burdens and God's person. Galatians 6, verse 2, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ.
About 6 years ago, one of my older brothers was making a musical instrument, and he took a lot of time working at it, and he was all excited. We were excited when he would finish it, and then finally he was gluing some thin pieces like sheet wood together for the front. And then finally, when it was all put together, he put on the strings and tightened them up, and it caved in. And so I've learned from that we gotta use the right things to make it really good, no matter how much time it takes.
One thing my dad told me was to mind my own business and focus on what I need to work at and follow Christ. And just worry about my own things and not be worrying about how everybody else needs to do things and stuff.
When your parents tell you to do like a project, you should do it because you'll look back someday.
I learned from my dad and my older brother that my older brother liked to get the job done as fast as possible. You know, so he could be relied on people, and I learned that getting the job done fast isn't always me getting it, the job done right. It's better to get the job done right than to get it done fast. And I always tried to tell my brother that. He would tell me that, and then I remember one morning especially, we were supposed to be at the job site at 5:30. So Dad was telling us we need to hustle and get a move on and load everything up. And we did that. We got everything loaded up. We got it to the job site an hour and a half later and realized that we forgot the biggest important thing, which was the weed mat for the playground we were doing, and that's when I learned that getting the job done right is better than getting it done fast.